Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 369 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. And all right, here's today's question from Michael.
Hey, Pat. My name is Michael DeVoe, and let me just say, if I get featured on the show, I'm going to flip out. In a good way, of course. My question is, how would you turn followers into relationships? Let me explain. So a few years ago, I published some very popular video editing and color correction tutorials on Vimeo and YouTube. I've responded to almost every comment on my videos and blog, but I never really utilized any of the tools to capture their email or build a relationship. How would I go about that now? Love your show. Love the Smart Passive Income show as well. Keep it up. Thanks, Pat.
Hey, Michael, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. Don't flip out. Don't flip out, even though you've probably flipped out already that you've heard your name and your voice here on the show. A lot of people do that, actually. But it's so cool. We're going to send you a t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. I'd love a picture of it at some point. But anyway, let's get to your question. So how do you turn followers into relationships? I love this question, and I'm going to answer this by sharing five different things that we can all think about when it comes to actually how to build a good relationship. And I want you to think about just relationships in general, not just with your followers online or people on social media or your blog or your podcast or website, but with people in your real life. And that's how I'm going to approach this question. So the first thing to ask yourself is, well, when you form a relationship with somebody, what's one of the first things you do? Well, maybe you're at a party or something and you like somebody and you want to hang out again. You want to text each other. You want to keep in contact with each other. So the first question you have to answer is, well, how will you keep in contact with each other? And so it's really important to, like you said, Michael, is to find a way to contact that person and get to contact that person again. And the easiest way to do that is to have them subscribe to your email list. Now, if they've loved something that you've done, you're going to have a more likely chance that they're going to sign up to hear back from you later. It's almost like getting digits from them so that you guys can make a connection later on. That's in real life. Online, they're subscribing to your email list so you can hook up with them again in the future. Not hook up, if you know what I mean, but like hook up with them so you can provide more value and perhaps maybe they'll purchase something from you down the road or offer some value of some kind. So how can we contact each other again? Have them subscribe to your email list. One of the best ways to do that is to set up an email list at an email service provider like AWeber, which is the one I recommend here on the show, askpat.com/AWeber. Or you can perhaps try something else like Infusionsoft. There's also AgeReport or Constant Contact or iContact or MailChimp. There's a whole bunch of different kinds. Doesn't matter. What matters is you set up a landing page. And that landing page offers something, some other incentive for people to subscribe, some kind of lead magnet. Maybe you're doing these videos. Maybe there's a few other videos they can get for free if they subscribe. And this is something, a landing page with a URL that you'd want to mention as much as you can at the end of these comments that you share, at the end of these videos that you're posting. Perhaps go back to these older videos that are working for you and put it in the description. Hey, if you guys like this video and you want more, sign up for my list here, and I'll give you even more value than what you've gotten here in this video. So set up that landing page. That's how you're going to collect that information so you can keep in constant contact with each other. So next, number two, think about, well, what can you do for each other and offer, you know, how can I help you? And that's actually something I would actually ask that person. So once they subscribe to your list and you've contacted them, ask them. This is something I do in one of my email autoresponders. It's automatically asking them this question. Well, how can I help you? What would you like me to see? What kind of blog post would you like to write me, see me write? What are you struggling with? What videos do you need help with? Or what kinds of video content would you like me to create for you? When you give your friends permission to share with you how you can help them, a lot of times they're going to take you up on that offer and actually tell you what they want. And if you have this in your autoresponder, again, emails that you pre-written that get sent out sequentially over time when people subscribe, you're going to get a constant stream of your target audience telling you exactly what they want to hear and what they want to see and what they want written about and what they want podcast episodes about, what they want videos about. It's going to help you with the content that you create, not just the free content you create on platforms like that, but also products and coaching and software and things like that. So really asking the question, hey, now that we're friends, how can I help you? What can I do for you? Another thing that's important that goes along with that, and this is number three, is to listen. A good friend listens. A relationship happens when people listen to each other. Bad relationships happen when somebody's just jibber-jabbering the whole time, and I've been in relationships online where it doesn't feel like a two-way street because I'm subscribed to these email lists where there's just a constant barrage of offers and buy this and buy that, and they don't even really take the time to get to know who I am. So again, going along with what I said in number two, listen, just make sure you're always listening, and not just on the email too, but in those comments, actually truly listening to what is going on, understanding each and every part of their pains, their problems, their wants and needs. What are their goals? Where do they hang out? What do they want to accomplish? Where are they at in the process? Know them better than they know themselves. And like Jay Abraham says, if you can define the problem better than the target customer, they're going to automatically assume that you have the solution. So think of that. Okay. So after you listen, here's a cool thing you could do. This is something that I always do and I always love doing, both in real life and online, even though online is real life, but you know what I mean, offline and online. Surprise them. This is something that gets noticed. This is something that gets recognized. This is something that gets appreciated. It doesn't even have to be a big surprise either. If you think about it, and I tell this story in presentations sometimes, think about when you go to bed at night. And if maybe you're married or you have a partner and you're sitting next to each other, and every night before you guys go to bed, you say, "Good night, honey, I love you. Good night, honey, I love you," every single night. And it becomes expected, right? And there's like that time you don't say it where it becomes awkward and weird. Like, "Oh, are you mad at me?" "No, I just fell asleep." But then there's that random "I love you" at 3:48 p.m. on a Tuesday for no reason at all. That's what gets remembered. That's what gets talked about. That's what people share, that random surprise. So surprise your audience in that email. Give away something special without them even asking for it. That's going to make a true impact. That's how you build a relationship. That's how you get people to remember who you are. Not only remember who you are, but say, "Yeah, we're going out now. Yeah, he's my boyfriend." Or, "We're going out. He's my girlfriend." Or, "She's my girlfriend." Or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, that's what, when people start to share and talk about it with others, those surprises are really important. Okay, and finally, number five thing to help you turn your followers into relationships. On the other side of things, you want to make sure that you share that you have a relationship with these people too. So at any point in time, somebody in your audience takes your advice and does something great, share them with everybody else in your audience. Feature your users. When they do something great, feature them, thank them, but thank them publicly. And what this does is it shows that you're there listening to your audience. it shows also everybody else in your audience that people in, you know, that people just like them are actually taking action and finding success from what you're teaching. But also they can relate to that person and they feel like they are that person in that you are showing them love. Even though you're not showing each and every individual person some love, that person is representative of your entire audience and you're showing them love in turn. And so that is actually going to help you a lot. And I do that quite often, obviously, on the podcast. You guys have even said before the fact that you hear people's voicemail questions on this particular episode or on these episodes of Ask Pat. It makes you feel more connected to not only the person who's asking the question, but for me, for answering, because you feel like you're that person if you have that same question too. And so I'm actually talking to you. And right now, as you hear my voice, I am talking to you. And so my final tip, I guess, number six, bonus tip, again, surprise, is to try and have a real conversation with the person, whether through Skype or even a podcast where they can hear your voice. Videos are great too for this because written content only goes so far as sharing emotion and dynamics and the little things that help us attach to people. I mean, you think about long-term relationships, long-distance relationships, that's almost like when people read your blog and that's it. But a little bit closer is when they hear your voice and they get to start to get closer to you and feel more connected to you in that way. And they don't just become a follower. You start to build a relationship with them that way. And whenever I go to conferences and people tell me that they listen to my podcast, they always say the same thing. They always say, Pat, I feel like I know you. And that's what you want somebody who has a relationship with you to say, right? Hey, man, you know, I get you. You're my bro. So, to finish off the week, I just want to thank you so much for listening in. Michael, thank you for your question, for having your question featured here on the show. Of course, you're going to get an Ask Pat t-shirt headed your way, so you'll hear from my assistant in the next couple weeks so we can collect your information and send that over your way. We also want to send a thanks to everybody else out there who's asking questions. Go ahead and go to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show. Thank you so much for listening in. Again, I appreciate it. And to finish off today, here's a quote from Max Lucado. He said, "A man who wants to lead the orchestra must turn his back on the crowd." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks so much. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.